I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, happy Tuesday. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. In fact, it's a Texans Ticket Tuesday, right? Giving away a pair of tickets. Is it to the Raiders game?
Yep.
So that'll not be...
So not this week, but next week.
There you go. We'll be doing that in the 12 o'clock hour here in the loop. And I know another giveaway will happen in the 5 o'clock hour as well. That's what we do on a Tuesday, Texans Ticket Tuesday. We make sure that you get a nice pair of tickets, sit in the bullpen, watch your Houston Texans that are playoff bound, at least if the season were to end today. And if they do what they're supposed to, they'll definitely
Swarm City, baby.
Absolutely, absolutely. You're really trying to make
He's
that
loving
work.
It. I like I'm trying. That. A couple people hit me up and like, hey, Figgy, what you said Swarm City was real good. Right. And I'm like, I ain't want to take credit. I ain't come up with that.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
All right. Lopez is like, if you won't take credit, you going to finish that? Let me get that credit that you got right there on that plate. I'll take that. Right. So, yes, keep it locked here for that. All right. The Rockets. The Rockets have not played since Saturday. But Saturday was the second night of a back-to-back played up there in Dallas versus the Mavericks. It was their second back-to-back in the season. And really, they have not encountered very many of these this year. More teams have had these back-to-backs.
But they will.
And they will. Yeah. Because they have not had that many this year, as the season goes along, they have a lot more, or they have a lot less real estate to get in more games than most other teams in the NBA. So back-to-backs are going to be a thing that they're going to have to contend with. And I think that they're going to have to contend with them in a particular way, because they had a back-to-back versus the Utah Jazz, which was the first sign of what is happening here. It was both of them in Utah. They won the first game pretty handily, 129-101. And then they lost the second game by 8 points, but it was one of those, the whole way you were looking at this and like, why are the Utah Jazz up? Why are the Utah Jazz up? And the Jazz ultimately won. You had another back-to-back. Now it was a home and road back-to-back where you were here in Houston versus the Suns on Friday. Then you went to Dallas and you got ran by the Dallas Mavericks, 122-109. And the question I have is, well, actually, it's not a question. It's really a statement. I think the Rockets have a second game of a back-to-back issue. You'll see this kind of shortened into Sega Baba. Yeah. And I think about it in my head like that because sometimes I'm stupid. But, like, they do have an issue with these second games of back-to-backs. And I think it's inherent because of the roster, the construction, but also what we're seeing in these games as well.
Well, you mentioned roster. I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, Steven Adams, maybe my favorite player on the team and a lot of people's favorite player, doesn't play in those back-to-backs. Doesn't play in the second leg of those back-to-backs.
Yeah, still managing him, even though he's another year removed from that. What was it, the knee injury? He's still at this age, I think, with those physical ailments, they're still managing him. So it feels like he's going to continue to be on the plan where he doesn't play second nights back-to-backs.
I think it reflects, like, they have to have a completely different identity on those second games. And that's a struggle in the midst of a season, because their identity, they may not be as physically dominant or intimidating defensively, but they're still a really good defensive team. No Steven Adams, you're not quite the same defensive team. You're just not. And then the other thing, part of their identity is rebounds, particularly offensive rebounds.
Yes.
No Steven Adams, You're not. They got out rebounded in both those second nights of the back to back. If I'm remembering, I know Dallas did.
I think technically with the Dallas game, did Dallas actually out rebound them?
Yes, I know Dallas did. I'm trying to remember the Utah one.
No, the Rockets out rebounded them, but they just didn't out rebound them back very much. That's the thing. Is usually it was 37-31 rebound battle. The Rockets won it, but normally in a game like that, the Rockets out rebound that team by double digits, by 10, 15 rebounds. Like that's
so
the
your
way
identity
that typically
has to
goes.
You know, you're not the same defensive team, and your rebounding struggles, particularly offensive rebounds, and that's where he excels. So, I think personnel is it. You know, obviously no Dylan Brooks anymore. You're not getting what you need to get out of Clint Capela by a long stretch.
Yeah,
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, that was it. Mm-hmm. Beast got in last week. That was like Clint Capela. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm good on that. And like, you see why he was brought here as some level of insurance for this particular instance. Yeah. When Steven Adams has to be out, particularly managing his health and whatever, you're like, oh well, here's another big that we can turn to. Mm-hmm. He didn't give you enough of that. Like he's not a bad screener, but you have an
you
elite
win games with screens. You know,
I think actually
in that role. In that role, you got to do more.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I actually think that the screens are a big part of it because one of the things I noted as well, their offensive creation was a lot down. Now, some of this also
about like rebounds, defense, that's what he's there for.
Oh, without question. Yeah. But I think also there's some knock-on effects of the other things that he does. He's become such a foundational piece for what they do. Mm-hmm. Steven Adams, this is all a credit to him and how good he is for this Rockets team. I think screening matters to this team because they don't create. You don't have, this is part of the idea of like, you don't have a point guard. It's not specifically to have a dude that you call a point guard. Mm-hmm. It's the places where you create offense. And dribble handoffs and screens are a big part of that. Steven Adams is really good at that. Now, to be fair, Alperen Şengün didn't play on Saturday. Mm-hmm. That is a huge part of this. He is a creative force when you get the ball to him in the middle of the floor.
Right.
He does some of that dribble handoff screening. He does some of that rebounding. All of those things show up and you miss him greatly when he doesn't play. I don't want to miss that because that matters. But the Steven Adams part of that as well is tough. And when you don't have that, I think you see some of the turnovers get exacerbated because they turn the ball over a decent amount when, you know, Kevin Durant has to have the ball in his hands a lot. And sometimes he can be a little sloppy. Amen Thompson can be sometimes sloppy with the basketball. I think those things happen. It gets worse when you don't have a really good screen at the top, creating that advantage where you can put a guy on your hill.
I don't agree with that. I think his strength is slipping screens and getting to the front of the rim. I think his strength is rolling on the screen and getting to the front of the rim. The screens, I mean, I'm not saying they don't matter. Obviously, we know that. But what I'm saying, his strength is at the rim. You know, that's where he offensively and
I think you might be selling my guy short.
And defensively. No, again, I'm not saying they're not important. But how many times have you seen him, like, slip a screen and all of a sudden Durant gets him the ball, you know, off the baseline or something, and it's a bunny, you know, or set the screen and roll and get to the right spot. I remember one play vividly from the other night against Phoenix. You know, it was a perfect, you know, location in the lane to get it. But that's neither here nor there in terms of, like, our discussion about the importance of a screen, which shouldn't really matter. But
it does to the team.
No, I'm saying, but yeah. I think his strength is after the screen, you know, down in the paint. But that's, again, that's neither here nor there. What I think is important is the other part of this. You're eating up a lot of Kevin Durant minutes
yeah.
when Steven Adams is not on the floor. That's a lot of minutes. I'm not. I mean, he's been playing terrific. I think he had what 28 and 27 in the last two games.
Correct.
And you're getting a lot out of Kevin Durant, but they're not here just for the regular season, you know. And he needs to get some time off at 37.
Yeah, I mean, he had 31 minutes in that game. Now, to be fair, that's also because the white flag got waved early in this game, and I imagine that's part of why is to try and manage those minutes. That's another thing about the back to backs is that. The aging parts of this team, they're going to need to be managed as well, except you're leaning heavily on them, Kevin Durant, Stephen Adams, some of these guys. So it's one of those things that we're going to have to continue to watch, but this is something that they're going to have to contend with and find an answer specifically for the second nights of back-to-backs. Yes, you have kind of the way that you win generally. That's going to need to be altered for these games, especially if you know Stephen Adams is not necessarily going to be there all the time. And you still have these creation issues. The point of me bringing that up is not to say that that's the only, like, clearly, defense, being that anchor, mattered. You had the Mavericks getting downhill a lot in that game.
Yeah.
But then also rebounding, those things showed up, and you didn't have your guys, you know, clock in to help, you know, fill in that gap until too late in that game. But I think it's all the little things all compound to make a team like the Mavericks that should not beat you pretty handily in that moment. And I don't know that you can afford to let those slip. And maybe more importantly, I think that those are things that you need to figure out and you need to demonstrate that you can figure out to be the team you want to be.
Yeah, and then quite simply, you know, the simple answer ultimately is your rotation changes from one night to the next. And that's always going to be a little bit of an issue.
Yeah. So that I think that this.
I mean, Al Reed Shepard's getting more minutes in the second games of back.
He is. He was okay in this one.
No, I'm not saying he's playing bad. I'm saying everything just your rotation changes.
Yeah, everything shifts. Yeah. So, yeah, you've got to be a team that's a little bit more amenable to going to the back and forth. I don't think that this is going to make them fall out of the playoffs and the rest by any means. But right now they're sitting fourth in the West and they have not had as many of these games that they need to contend with where you lose against teams that you probably shouldn't. I think that those are things that it's definitely going to need to, we're going to need to see this come a decent way for the Rockets to be who they want to be. But there you go. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. We'll next see them on Thursday. John Lopez, this is neither here nor there, but apparently I think that the Dodgers just made a deal with Edwin Diaz. We saw I saw that the Phillies are bringing back Kyle Schwarber on a 5-year, $150 million deal. Yeah. Money is flowing at the winter meetings in baseball. We're going to have to talk about what's happening out there because there's rumors that are tied to your Astros right now as well.
Boy, the LA fans are going to love his song, his entry.
Oh, game. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was the closer for the Mets, right?
Yeah.
Is that song kind of old?
The Tommy Trumpet?
Doesn't matter.
It still goes up. I think it still gets the blood pumping. But yeah, we'll see what's happening with your Astros later on in the show. But coming up next, let's get to our question of the day, inspired by one of my favorite cornerbacks. I don't know if you know this, John Lopez, Quentin Jammer. I love watching him
you
play.
Like drunks.
Well, I didn't realize that I love drunks, but apparently Quentin Jammer played a whole bunch of games drunk, which got us thinking, what's something that you accomplished drunk? 713-572-4610 or just otherwise inebriated. Let's talk about it next.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.